This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I need some help here, folks. Friday edition of What's On Your Mind. Glad to have you along. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd Mitchell's here. Pushing
Hello.
The buttons. Daniel answering your calls. When you call, just let Daniel know your name, where you're calling from, what you want to chit-chat about. We'll get you in queue. We love calls. We love questions. We love comments. Mostly by phone. Which is why we often give out a freebie. I'll give out a freebie today. My pillow for first-time callers. I have one per hour. So the first-time caller, this hour, the first-time caller, next hour. My pillow on me. On me, ladies and gentlemen, okay? And if you don't win one today, you want to stay tuned and find out when we're having our little grand opening. It's not too far off. It's next month. Because we have MyPillows for people to stop by and see us. So you can maybe time your travel if you're from western North Dakota to stop by and see us. Or wherever you're from. Just come on in and take it in. But anyway, that's for another day. MyPillows. For the first-time callers, one this hour, one next hour, okay? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. So as to not leave out the texters, I will also give out a free MyPillow this hour and next hour. If you text a photo of what you're doing while you're listening to What's On Your Mind, you know, working, if it's behind a desk, if it's whatever. Just give us a little selfie of what you do. We love the pictures with this. It brings us to where you are. See? So we like that. And you can text Todd, 226-8503, or me, 367-2054. Okay? We have a busy show today. We have, of course, next hour, Senator Kevin Cramer in the now Friday Talk Radio Town Hall. And every Friday, 10 o'clock hour, Senator Kevin Cramer, your calls, questions, and comments on anything. Anything. Also today, coming up here in a little bit, Ed Schaefer is going to join us. And I asked him to come in a little bit early because there's just so much going on to talk about. I want to get his take on the presidential library. He obviously is a part of the Medora Foundation and a longtime activist with Medora and the Schaefer family. Of course, Harold Schaefer's, you know, it's his dream. Started it all. Also want to talk a little bit about the Legacy Fund because we are, of course, talking about using $50 million of Legacy Fund dollars to incentivize another $100 million in donations. It's a 2-to-1 match. So that means you take $50 million and turn it into $150 million towards this library. From the Legacy Fund, which is for infrastructure legacy projects. So, seems to work to me. I don't know that you just pull it out of any old fund, but I think for this, given what this ultimately can be and will mean for the state, it makes some sense. So we'll talk with him about that. The Legacy Fund, also the latest effort for the Democrats, raise taxes. Yes, I know. Such a surprise. But we'll talk about the efforts, and I believe there's a vote next week to raise the extraction tax on oil. So we'll talk about that with Ed. All that coming up on the program. Here's my dilemma. Do we still live in America? Still kind of struggling with this. Now, do we wake up today and this isn't the United States of America anymore? Let me give you a couple of examples that have me questioning that and a bit concerned. I was flabbergasted to learn that at 5 a.m. this morning, Roger Stone, who is I call him a gadfly. I mean, we've interviewed him before. He's written books. He's kind of, you know, he's kind of a showman, you know, part lobbyist, part pundit, whatever. Friend of Donald Trump's, wanted Donald Trump to win, you know. So he's now the latest target of Robert Mueller and has been indicted. Roger Stone has been telling us for over a month that he was going to be indicted. He knew he was going to be indicted. And so he was indicted, and then he was arrested. How was he arrested? At his Florida home at 5 this morning, he was arrested by a swarm of FBI agents who looked as though they were trying to take down a drug lord, not some goofy pundit. And the worst part of it is, are you ready? CNN's cameras were there. Oh, how convenient. Isn't that nice, CNN? Got the tip from the Mueller folks. Robert Mueller and that investigation, I believe more every day, is corrupt. Mind you, it all started, folks, because the Democratic Party funded a dossier by some creep who got millions of dollars to go make up a bunch of stuff about Donald Trump. Then they took that to the FISA court and said, we need an investigation. We're worried about this guy. So they make stuff up, funded by the Democrats, take it to a court. Court's duped. Now there's an investigation, and there's no collusion. There's none. There's Roger Stone, a pundit, a gadfly, who wears funny glasses and funny hats and tells people how many people he knows. It's a nothing burger. It's ridiculous. And the FBI feels a need to bully this guy? What's going on? This isn't America. This is just weird. Now, if you're going to say, well, he was a fight risk, Scott. He could have left once he found out he was indicted. He knew he was going to be indicted. If he was going to be a flight risk, he'd have been a flight risk already. I don't get it. And then I have to tell you the other thing this week that I'm just absolutely blown away by. I can't get my mind around it, folks. New York, the state of New York, passes a law and cheerleads something that says you can kill a baby anytime you want up until the time it's born. So a baby's not a baby the last day it's in its mother's room, only the next day. Go ahead and kill it the day before. Viable, beautiful baby. That's sick. You don't get much more sick than that. I think there are people out there that have a view that I don't share that says women should be able to decide what they do. And I agree women ought to be able to want to do with their bodies, just not somebody else's body. And a baby's another body. But they'll say, okay, not the first trimester, it's her decision, whatever. You know, where do you draw the line? I don't subscribe to that, but I don't know many people that think it's okay up until the day the baby's born to abort that baby. And New York City passed it. I repeat. Do I live in America anymore? Please tell me. Wolf in Wolston is going to go right for the juggler and get that first-time caller prize of a MyPillow. I love it. Right out of the chute. Wolf, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Glad to hear it. What's on your mind today?
Well, I'm kind of new to the Bakken. I just got into your show, so I did a lot of research. And one question that's always stood out in my mind is, if Comey has been implicated in lying to the president and everybody else, how can his decision to not charge Hillary still stand? How come she cannot be recharged with her charges that she was dismissed on?
Yeah, I think because there were others involved in the decision, one. And didn't they revisit that? Didn't they reopen and say, we'll take another look? Trying to remember.
Not that I recall, but I'm still.
But your larger point is, James Comey is a creature of the swamp and has been proven to have been corrupt and wrong, and pulled a lot of shenanigans. Again, his own boss at the time said, "Let the guy go. He ought to be gone." And then the president does it, and somehow, you know, he's the bad guy over it. So I don't.
Wouldn't that be part of the conspiracy then? Then therefore, his decision would be thrown out and have to be readdressed?
I would think so. I'm not a lawyer, but I think you're connecting some dots that should. I just can't remember. I think I'm right, but I can't remember. I think they, after Comey left, because of what you're saying, said they were going to reopen it and take another look at it under Sessions, who is now gone. And I don't know what the outcome of that was, or if that's maybe still ongoing. I don't know. But I think your sentiment is right. You definitely, you know, you got a great point.
Well, thank you very much.
And, Wolf, if you'll hang on, give us your full name and telephone number. We'll arrange for you to get a MyPillow, okay?
Fantastic. Have a great day.
You too. First-time caller right there. I love it. All right. Let's see here. No, America's not dead. Okay. I hope so. And I trust you're probably right. But we have some work to do, do we not? Man, alive. Ed Schaefer, when we come back on some big issues of the day, your calls for him, welcome to. On What's On Your Mind, 800-228-0550. Don't go away. Our rigs team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in Western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 best place to work in the oil patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, and advanced opportunities. If you're an experienced floorhand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com to apply today.
Did you know you now get more speed with new Speed Rower SP Windrowers from your Northern Region New Holland dealers? New Holland's new high-speed transport option gives you road speeds up to 24 miles per hour, the fastest in the industry. So you spend less time on the road and more time cutting crop. And there's no need to swivel your seat with New Holland, so you get the same industry-leading visibility and comfort you have when working in the field. See the Speed Rower SP Windrower at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Matt the Pizza Guy here for Pizza Corner Pizza. We've tag-teamed with Outdoor Bound TV host Kurt Walbeck to give away an unforgettable trip for two with you, right, Kurt?
That's right, Matt. One lucky winner will get the opportunity to fish with the Outdoor Bound TV crew on famous Devil's Lake next winter. All the fishing equipment and accommodations are provided. You just show up ready to fish. But there's only one way that you can win.
And that's by visiting PizzaCornerPizza.com. Must be age 18 to register.
Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include excellent cropland in Clay and Yellow Medicine counties in Minnesota and excellent crop and pasture land auctions in McLean and Walsh counties in North Dakota and excellent farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Hazleton, Steele, and Bowman, North Dakota. For more information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions and many more at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
On What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Oil and natural gas from North Dakota strengthens all of America. And through our abundance of talents, innovations, and technologies, energy responsibly produced here translates to worldwide economic stability. With producers in our communities working together, we're securing a sustainable future that generation after generation can build on. It's all happening right now with the energy of North Dakota. Learn more at energyofnorthdakota.com. We are counting down to Giving Hearts Day, one of our favorite days of the year when all kinds of great charities benefit from a great day and a match and a lot of fun from the Dakota Medical Foundation. And Newcat Hendricks is here with the Homeward Animal Shelter, one of the groups that will be out there talking about what they do all year long and looking for your help on Giving Hearts Day. Newcat, how are you?
I am good, thank you. How are you?
Doing well, thank you very much. What is the Homeward Animal Shelter? What do you do?
Well, our main objective is definitely to bring pets and people together. But we do that by rescuing the animals in our local impounds, as well as accepting owner surrenders, as well as accepting animals that are brought from our reservations and hoarding situations. So basically, we are an animal welfare organization that rescues these animals, takes care of them, protects them, and then safely places them in loving adoptive homes.
So different from the Humane Society, and then they're going to be a short-term solution. You're more of a longer-term solution in trying to find a home for these animals.
That is correct, and we are not really associated with the Humane Society of the United States. We are your local, homegrown, organic animal shelter, and then private nonprofit, and we've been around for 53 years to date.
That's amazing. Have you ever tallied up how many pets you've placed?
Oh, my goodness. We are looking at that. We don't have all the records, but since I have been here, it's almost 18,000. And last year alone, we adopted 1,073 animals. So I would say, since I don't have the record data, anywhere from 35,000 to 40,000 since our inception, would be safe to say.
With the dollars you raise on Giving Hearts Day, what is to help you do?
Well, we have a standard of care that we provide for our animals, and most importantly, that's their medical welfare, which is their wellness exam, their vaccination. We make sure that they are spayed and neutered if they are 6 months old and older, to make sure that we are not adding to the overpopulation of animals in our community. Of course, their food, their sheltering, that's the funds will be used for all those immediate and necessary needs of our animals. Last year, like I said, we had 1,073 animals going through our shelter. We are expecting those record numbers and even more this year. So it's going to be so vital to the welfare of these animals for our Giving Hearts Day to be extremely successful.
Well, good luck to you, and Giving Hearts Day right around the corner. Good chance for your donations to be matched by the Dakota Medical Foundation, all kinds of other incentives to get dollars on that day. Homeward Animal Shelter is what you look for on their website. And Newcat, we thank you for the time today.
Thank you so much for having us. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Good to catch up with you. All right. 23 past the hour. Ed Schaefer's here, the one and only. Former governor of our great state of North Dakota, lover of Medora, former ag secretary. Just outside your office last week, I'll have you know.
I heard that.
Your old office, yeah. Showing all the kids where...
Greatest view in the city of Washington, D.C.
Exactly right, yeah. And Sonny doesn't have it decorated as well as you did. I think that Nancy's touch must be better than...
Well, you know, I just had all kinds of memorabilia. Every place I went, I picked up something. We put it in the office, so it was
awesome.
Very homey and comfortable and warm. That's my style in the office.
I've been wanting to talk to you since the discussion of the Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Library has escalated, and a proposal has come forward out of the governor's budget to save $50 million from the legacy fund that would leverage another $100 million. In other words, 50 gets you 150 towards that library. To get your take on it, I know how much you love Medora and all the leadership that you brought to the foundation there, and the proposal on the table is for a presidential library, which isn't like a regular library, is an enterprise, really, and quite a tourist attraction. What are your thoughts on it?
Well, it's been an interesting process, actually. That the library concept has been around for 20 years. Former superintendent of the Theodore Roosevelt National Park said, wouldn't it be great to have a presidential library in the only park in the country that's named after a president? You know, that'd be pretty cool. And so it's been a long time running, and the Medora Foundation, I chair the Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation, which is a public nonprofit foundation that operates kind of that gateway to the national park, and everybody knows Medora for the entertainment and recreation center it is. We always took a neutral stance. I mean, this is going to be good for North Dakota. It's going to be good for Medora is going to be good for Dickinson or Bismarck, or, you know. So while the sighting was going on, we took a stance saying this is great, but we're a separate organization. We don't have anything to do with it. So when the sighting was finally made and when the decision was made to put it in the park or near the park, then the Medora Foundation got excited about it and saying, hey, this is great. We've spent 50 years in Western North Dakota developing the brand of Theodore Roosevelt, trying to maintain the history and the culture and the things that Theodore Roosevelt learned. I believe it's more and more important today when you talk about justice and morals and character and honesty and the things that Theodore Roosevelt brought. He learned those in Western North Dakota. He learned them living and working in the Badlands. And what a better place would be to represent that experience for people to come and say, I'm in the same place, I'm walking the same paths that Theodore Roosevelt worked, and maybe I should do some introspective on my own life about my character, what I represent, what are the long-term aspects that I want for family, for our country, the things that Theodore Roosevelt stood for then, that still stands for today, I think can be a wonderful presentation for our state.
And the idea that it's at the park, not only brings some benefit, obviously, to everything you've been trying to do as a foundation in Medora for these last 50 years, but also brings along some potential partners in funding, doesn't it?
Well, it does, and that is it's a national thing. And there are national park followers, there are national park funders, there's a National Park Foundation, which puts money into infrastructure and things like that, aside from the federal government. And having that in the park or near the park, the Theodore Roosevelt experiential, I like to say it's an experiential presidential library, it brings national donors, it brings a national donor base, and it brings big dollars. I mean, these museums, I was recently in the George W. Bush Museum with the Bushes, Nancy and I were down visiting, and that's a $500 million deal. You know, I mean, they're huge, they're expensive, they're very expansive in history and presentation. And, you know, they're costly. So
it should be called a museum. It should be called a museum rather than a library, probably, right?
It's more than a museum. You know, a lot of people call it the library and museum, but it's more than a presentation of trinkets and artifacts. You know, or things that were accumulated during a presidency.
Research.
In this one particularly, I think what they're talking about is saying this is the human being, the humanness of Theodore Roosevelt that he developed in the Badlands, in Western North Dakota, and it's going to be how you can relate it to your life and your family and your country.
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the debate over whether, you know, given the current state of the budget and everything, it's a worthy expenditure of taxpayer dollars from North Dakota, and more on the other issues as well with Ed Schaefer. Short break, back with more. This is What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven, and I have been in Norway 174 times and had over 49,000 people on tour during the past 50 years. Come and join me on my 43rd annual Norway Luxury Tour, July 22nd through August 6th. See Norway at its very best. There is a fjord in your future, hundreds of waterfalls, and spectacular mountains. We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar, the Olympic city of Lillehammer, plus Oslo, Bergen, and Trondheim. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll-free at my number 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you a complete packet of information on this tour. 1-800-343-0093. First come, first serve. Welcome along.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Roger Stone, under arrest now in connection with Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe. Heavily armed FBI agents taking the president's longtime supporter and former advisor Stone into custody at his home in Florida early today. He now faces a 7-count grand jury indictment that accuses him of obstructing an official proceeding, making false statements, and witness tampering. Stone expected to make his first court appearance today. two deadly shootings to report on as four people were killed and another has been hospitalized after a shooting in North Georgia that's included two different crime scenes in Polk County. The shooter at last check was still at large. Last night, three people were killed and two others wounded when a man went on a shooting spree at a Ramada hotel near Penn State University, and he later took his own life. This is USA Radio News.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, Home Advisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free Home Advisor app.
Home Advisor.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With Ed Schaefer on What's On Your Mind. Questions or comments, welcome for him. If you have a comment, you can text Todd, 367-2054. You can text me. Actually, I'm 367-2054, but it doesn't matter. Todd's at 226-8503. We both get each other, so we've got it covered either way. And you can also call us at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Let's see here. We have the North Dakota Safety Council 46th Annual Safety and Health Conference coming up here that I'm going to tell you about. Make sure it's on your calendar because it'll be here before you know it. February 18th through the 19th, 2 days of pre-conference. February 20th through the 22nd, Bismarck Event Center. It is North Dakota's biggest safety event. If you're in safety, you need to be here. No matter what industry you're in, training for everyone, construction, manufacturing, oil and gas, utilities, healthcare, agriculture, government, transportation, you name it. New in 2019, by the way, big deal. They've acquired CEU approval for human resources and the safety professionals. So find out more at ndse.org. All right, last day today of the early bird rates. So you've been hearing me talk about this for a while, and it's going to cost you more Monday. So good day to do it. NDSC.org. Back with Ed Schaefer. If you were governor, would you agree that it would be a good expenditure of the legacy fund of $50 million if it leverages $100 million to spend on this facility? Is the benefit to the taxpayers of North Dakota, you know, big enough from the overall project and what it'll bring to justify an expenditure of the legacy fund dollars? Why don't I hear Ed?
Either. Microphone here. That there
oh,
is.
There we go. Turns the buttons off in
your
the other
studio.
Room. Go ahead.
it's a huge expenditure, and it's something that you'd have to very deeply understand of what the return is. I mean, we spend all kinds of money in our state to get a return. We lower taxes. We give local governments tax breaks to new business and new construction and those kinds of things. And you know, I think that I really applaud the governor for our governor, Doug Burgum, for looking at this and saying, you know, if we take $50 million after $100 is raised already, you know, if we just signal that the state's going to support it or whatever and do it that way, you're raising $2 for every dollar of public money that you're spending. That's a pretty good deal. You know, that's a pretty good deal. And we do it in other ways. When we have new businesses, we build approach roads and we give them tax breaks and we give them, employee training. I mean, there are all kinds of ways that you seek investments in the state of North Dakota. And this one seems to me to be seeking $2 for every $1 public money that's spent.
Is it reasonable to think that whether it's a business coming in that is wanting to tap into an incentive to come here, or in this case, people that support the library, that they would want to know whether North Dakota is in. I mean, you had family members from the Walton family here of the Walmart fortune, and also Teddy Roosevelt V saying, "Is North Dakota in? Are you in?" I mean, they're literally asking that question. Obviously, watching this debate, is that theater or is that fair for them to want to know?
No, I think that's a very important aspect. I mean, anybody that's going to invest dollars, and whether it's $20,000 or $2 million or $50 million, somebody that's going to invest in North Dakota wants to know, is it supportive? You know, is the legislature going to come in and tax you next year? Is the culture in the community going to say, oh, well, we really don't want that business here? You know, is the state supportive? Are the people supportive? Does it fit the culture? Does it fit the society? You know, is that something that's important? Yes, if I'm going to write a check to the state, if I'm going to write a check to invest in the state of North Dakota, I want to know that the state's there.
So, the legacy fund is where this would come from. This $50 million, you're saying that it's a worthy expenditure, and technically that's tax dollars, but it is in a fund that is designated for legacy infrastructure projects, right? So that fits. Is the legacy fund the proper place for this to come from?
Well, I think it is. I mean, it's a funding source. First of all, I don't believe that the legacy fund is there to fund infrastructure or legacy projects in the state. I think that the concept originally of a legacy fund was to build a dollar pool that would eventually replace the depleting resource of energy, or the depleting resource of oil reserves, if you will. So every time we pump a barrel out of the oil, it doesn't get replaced, right? So let's replace that hole with dollars so that eventually when all the oil's gone, all the money's in a big pot that spins off earnings, so you have a balanced revenue stream to government. As one lowers, the other increases, then you're not doing the yo-yo ride and the up and down with taxes and more and less or whatever. Keep it stable. This is the way to keep it stable. But the idea was, say, that then could generate earnings. And those earnings then are used by the people of North Dakota for legacy projects or things like that. So I think conceptually it wasn't set up just so you can fund legacy projects. Conceptually it was set up to replace declining revenues. But in the interest of that kind of thing, you know, what do you do with money? I think it would be a huge mistake to start relying on those earnings for the operations of government, or to put them into the general fund and say, there you go.
Which would be the natural tendency of a legislature that is trying to balance a budget, right?
Well, we've done it before when, in the 70s when oil was really good, we said, let's tax, people did, I mean, let's tax oil. And let's use that money for education. So you tied education to a funding source.
Shared the oil industry out of town.
Well, shortly after, prices went down, the tubes thing went down, we had no revenue. All the legislature had spent all the revenue on other things. Education took a huge hit, and you had to figure out how to uncouple, that tax. You had no revenue source for education. It was really a bad deal.
Some people say we should eliminate income taxes instead. Don't spend the $50 million on a project that may or may not have some benefit, but give benefit to everybody by eliminating the income tax. What do you think of that? Is that a worthy use of the dollar?
Well, I'm all for reducing taxes, any way that we can. I think that, in my opinion, I don't like reducing income taxes. From a positioning standpoint, it's real. If you look at population movement, if you look where people are living and working, they're working in those states that don't have an income tax. So wouldn't that be great if we could be like Florida or South Dakota or Arizona, where you don't have taxes? I mean, I know a North Dakotan who moved specifically to Nevada and saved hundreds of millions of dollars of taxes by moving there. Why wouldn't you do that? I think it's important. The problem I have is income tax is one of the more fair taxes that you have. And so, if I'm going to reduce taxes, I'm not sure I'd reduce income tax. Hey, the more you make, the more you pay. I think it's a progressive, income tax. I like that. I think that's smarter. I'd rather look at sales tax or some other way to reducing our tax burden that is more fair, because sales tax, for instance, everybody, no matter what your income is, you pay the same thing. If you look at property tax,
I see it as, you know, I see it as more branding on the income tax side to say, hey, come to North Dakota. We don't even have an income tax, but you know, we can certainly say come to North Dakota. It's low. It's just not as low as South Dakota.
Yeah. Well, you know, there are ways you can do this. And like I said, branding is great. And certainly you see states that don't have an income tax, huge economic activity, big population increases. It's an important incentive for people where they live and work. But on the other hand, eliminating the income tax is eliminating the fairest tax you have out there.
John in Bismarck, question for Ed Schaefer. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I got a question on the library. At the end of the day, it's decided that it's built on a national park and the money generated by the library, wouldn't that money have to go to the federal government if it's on federal land?
No, it doesn't. There are memorandums of MOUs, memorandums of understanding between installations that are inside federal parks, including a couple of them in the Theodore Roosevelt National Park, where concessions are operated, where things are, you know, there, horseback rides or camping or, you know, whatever the case may be. And so they don't have to go to the feds. That can be operated as a separate entity within the park.
Oh, very interesting. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate the call.
Yeah, thanks for the call.
Thanks a lot. Gene has a question for you. Go ahead, Gene, for Ed Schaefer.
Hello, Gene.
Good morning. Good morning, Governor Schaefer, and good morning, Scott. The funding of the Teddy Roosevelt Library. Now, Spiritwood is building a soybean plant. Okay, farmers are raising the money for that. Then years back, we had spring wheat bakers, which failed. But farmers raised the money for that. And then we had the sunflower plant in Jamestown. Farmers raised the funding for that. That never materialized. Now, if the library is going to be for tourism, let the tourism industry come up with the $50 million.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you make a good point because when you talk about Spiritwood, massive state and local tax incentives went into building those plants, and the money was raised by farmers to put the soybean plant in, for instance. But, you know, if you look at, you know, what we did with water and water rights and water reduction of rates, if you look at property tax reductions that went into Spiritwood, you know, if you look at, there was a lot of government interaction. And in this case, there would be government interaction in a different way by putting money on the table. But you also know that the tourism people would raise a $100 million, not 50, they'd raise $100 million. And that would come from tourism groups, from wildlife interests, conservation groups, national organizations, the National Park Foundation, you know, many things. And so here, you know, you're looking at a nonprofit organization that operates with donated dollars. And in this case, 2/3 of them would be donated by the public and 1/3 of them would be donated by the people of North Dakota. Just like we operate everything else. I don't know what the farmers' inclusion in the soybean plant or the sunflower seed plant was, but I'm guessing those farmers' contributions weren't 100% of the project.
I've also heard that there would be a lot of other national contributions just through the Park Foundation and other private donors on the overall emerging, I don't know what to call it, I guess, but it's a redesign of the park entrance, right? So this would be at the park entrance, and there would be a lot of things involved with this?
Well, sure. If I haven't specifically seen the site where it is, but I know that land well. And if where they're talking about puts, it bumps up against some of the maintenance buildings for the park right now that are kind of in disrepair that need some work, some housing operations for the federal park employees that would be redone. You know, there are enhancements to the park and the operations of the park that would take place at the same time.
So there's a lot of people in, just to answer your question, Gene, on the dollars and the tourism industry, as Ed said, is in. Pretty significantly already. All right, take a break. Come back with more. We have a question by text related to the Legacy Fund for Ed Schaefer. When we continue, don't go away.
Take your wireline career to the next level at MBI Energy Services. MBI has immediate openings for experienced wireline engineers and operators in their Dickinson location. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority and offers generous pay, a best-in-class benefits package, and excellent training. If you're looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com and apply today.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and thank you.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn & Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing, and they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepin.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn & Suites.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the bestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the bestedpill.com. That's T-H-E, bestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
So Mike at the gym is our winner of the first MyPillow for sending us a photo of where he was listed and working. You know why he wins, Todd? You got the text, you probably know.
He's sleeping in the gym.
He's working out with earbuds listening to us. Isn't that great?
Exactly.
He's not sleeping at the gym. He's working at the gym right there. You're saying he's sleeping because we put him to sleep?
Because we put in the pillow.
He will be sleeping. He'll get a good sleep after that workout, you know. So there you go. Anyway, Mike, thanks for number one. You've inspired me. I got to get to the gym soon, like this decade at least. And also glad you're listening while you're working out. Isn't that great? Heck with that, you know, rap music in those earbuds. You can get informed and stay in touch And so we appreciate you. Another one to go. So still a chance. Just tell us how you're listening. Send us a selfie of what you're doing and where you're working and what you're up to. And we'll give away another MyPillow. Send them to me, 367-2054, or to Todd at 226-8503, who's going to tell us about Sean GMC Buick, aren't you?
Well, you bet, because you know what? There's still a handful of 2018s that are on the lot. We got to get those out. $10,000 off a GMC Sierra 1500 4x4, the big cab and the short bed and stuff, so you can actually get it around town if you need to. SchwannGMC.com. Check it out.
All right, a couple questions that have come in. I've got one on the Legacy Fund. Here's one on the library itself. I'll start with that one. Could you ask Governor Ed who would operate the Teddy Library? Who will pay for operations?
Yeah, the operations would be the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library Foundation. It's a nonprofit foundation that's been in effect for several years. They would raise donations, part of the money that they're raising would go into an endowment fund, and that endowment fund would be invested, and those invested dollars would spin off, or the earnings on those invested dollars would spin off for the operations of the library.
Another text, I don't have a problem with the $50 million. I have problems with raiding the legacy fund. Leave it alone until it hits the spot it's supposed to. We are only into the legacy plan a few years, and already politicians want to pull from it.
I'm with you, man. I had the chance to initiate a permanent oil and gas trust fund in 1997 when I was in the governor's office. And, you know, the concept was to sock away a bunch of money. And, that was an important deal. But if you continue to do that, right now we have, for instance, $5 billion in the fund. If we spent all the earnings by 2025, we'd have $12.5 billion in that fund. If we don't spend the earnings, you'd have $13.5 billion. Same thing, you know, you go to 2035, if you spend all the earnings, you'd have $20 billion. If you don't spend the earnings, you got $25 billion. If you spend half the earnings, you know, you're in between there. So I think, you know, I'm all for keeping that money in the fund because, as we talked before, you know, it's a replacement fund for a depleting resource. And I think that's so important to remember. If we had, say, $20 billion in that fund in 2035 at a 5% investment rate, I think you can do better, but a conservative 5% investment rate, you'd have $1 billion of revenue for the state of North Dakota that you wouldn't have to raise taxes for, that you wouldn't have to do, that you would expenditure for the health and safety and education of the people of our state. Now that's legendary. You know, that's a good deal. So, one of the thoughts that I kind of, that follows on in the question is leave the money in the fund. And I'm kind of warming up to the idea, not warming up, I like the idea, that you leave the money in the fund, captivate $50 million, leave it in the fund, say that's the endowment, and then put parentheses around the earnings on that $50 million and spend those earnings off for the operations of the library. Instead of spending the $50 million, leave it in there.
So you still leverage to get the extra $100 million, the 2-to-1 match, but the match is for the fund to stay there and be the one that continues to contribute to it.
Part of the $150 million raise is an endowment. So that you continue to pay for the operation.
I got it. Yeah.
Leave that in the fund.
You're going to pay for that anyway.
Yeah.
So, I see what you're saying.
You know, so
not a bad fallback. And then that keeps the consistency of the fund. I don't know this. Nobody's told me this. But if I were the governor and I see all this flurry to spend money, all these ideas on how to spend legacy gun, even some people suggesting spend the principal.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, in Dwight Cook's committee, I don't know who proposed it. It wasn't Dwight Cook. I thought it was earlier from what somebody had told me. But it was somebody in his committee that was proposing that to spend the principal for crying out loud. If I'm the governor, I'm going to say, okay, maybe we ought to propose at least some things that are long-term, you know, infrastructure legacy projects. So if we're going to do it, we're at least going to do it on something that is going to have a lasting legacy, right?
Here's the story. In 1997, we initiated a permanent oil, gas, and trust fund. We've put a cap on it. So legislators had to get a three-quarters, majority to get the money out. What we didn't figure out is they're weaseling, figuring out how to not to put the money in the fund, you know. So they figured out how to do it, and they spent all the money. You know, and you know, when I was in office, when we first started, we didn't have any money, so it didn't matter. But as things started moving, as the economy started going, guess what? We were hiding money all over the place so the legislators wouldn't spend it because that's their job. That's what they like to do. They spend money, and you're going to have to put some reins on them and some controls on them somehow.
You're going to have to answer this one quickly. We're almost out of time. But Nancy says, I think it's a lovely idea of a TR library. TR valued his time here, but he isn't a native born North Dakotan. I thought presidential libraries were supposed to be built in the home and the birth state of a president. Or am I wrong in my thinking?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it seems that most of them are built in their home state, but I don't know that that's some kind of requirement.
Well, it hasn't happened yet. He's been gone for a while.
Yeah.
Right?
And by the way, this would be inside the Theodore Roosevelt National Park.
Yeah.
You know, so it is, you know, a national organization that is named for Theodore Roosevelt.
Yeah, unbelievable.
And let's adopt the guy.
There you go. Know? Yeah. Thanks, Ed. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Ed Schaefer, folks. More coming.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. How do we know? We ask farmers, including Paul Thomas. Paul, talk a little bit about the value you derive from ethanol.
Ethanol is what drives the value of me being able to truck my corn an extra 50, 60 miles to an ethanol plant and get a little higher price for it. But then in turn, also the DDGs that come out of that ethanol plant also go to the feedlots to provide a high protein source of feed for their cattle that's mixed with the corn. And then the ethanol itself, you know, ends up in all our local pumps, reduces the price we pay for gas.
What happens if ethanol is no more? How would that affect you?
Removing ethanol and removing the corn in our diversified systems will just put more pressure on all the other crops we grow by increasing the supply and having a negative effect on prices on every single crop. You know, it's not just going to lower the price of corn. In all reality, it's going to lower the prices of every single commodity we grow.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. Just ask farmers. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.